At the Floresville Community Center near San Antonio, it was a Saturday afternoon of singing patriotic songs and a fire and brimstone political speech.
That outside of the Bible, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America are the two greatest documents that have ever been written.
That's the Reverend Rafael Cruz, father of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. About 250 people showed up for the Tea Party event, where Cruz said next to the Bible, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence are the greatest documents ever written by man.
I told my son, you know, Ted, when I faced oppression in Cuba, I had a place to flee. If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? This is why we have to fight to preserve and restore.
The heart of Cruz's speech was about the evils of the separation of church and state, which he said was not the founder's intent. But he also told stories about his famous son and how when he was a high schooler, he would travel around Texas to Rotary clubs. While the members ate lunch, he would stand in front, writing out on an easel from memory the entire U.S. Constitution. And then he'd give a speech about the virtues of the American free enterprise system, skills Senator Cruz would later put to use on the floor of the Senate.
The senator from Texas.
Madam President, I rise today in opposition to Obamacare.
With that 21-hour-long speech, Senator Cruz became one of the most controversial politicians in Washington, D.C. And these days, despite the fact that the tactics sent his and the Tea Party's poll numbers into a national nosedive, he pledges to continue the fight. And it's a fight his father has joined. Back at the Floresville Event Center, the Reverend Cruz wraps up his speech by asking the audience to take a public oath to fight to restore liberty to America. There is even talk that the Reverend Cruz is considering a run for office, challenging incumbent Republican John Cornyn in a primary. Cornyn has run afoul of the Cruz acolytes and may be vulnerable on the right. And Reverend Cruz would have the support of voters like Tom Shoemaker. He says the Texas Tea Party is on the upswing.
We're finding that the people are coming out, as you can see here today, are coming out in greater numbers more recently, and they're starting to get more active again.
This hard swing to the right is inspiring other Texas politicians. In the 21st Congressional District, Tea Party candidate Matt McCall is challenging conservative Republican Lamar Smith.
And I think that the winds of change, they are blowing.
McCall says that Smith's voting record looks like a true conservative's on paper, but he says what really counts is how the nation's debt has grown in the 27 years that he's been in office.
And when he came into office, the debt was $2.2 trillion. This year, it's now $17 trillion.
But where does this swing leave Texas GOP moderates who once felt they had a home in the Republican Party? One answer could be found on the Bexar County Courthouse steps in San Antonio on Monday. Judge Carlo Key announced he was quitting the GOP and joining the Democrats.
I cannot be a member of a party that is proud to destroy the financial lives of hundreds of thousands of federal employees in a vain attempt to repeal a law which provides health care to millions of Americans across the country.
Key's party switch was hailed by Texas Democrats as a small step towards turning the state blue. But for Cruz and the Tea Party, Texas has never been more red. David Martin Davies reporting.